Blog Talk Radio.
Glory to God. Give praise to the King. Hallelujah. Praise Jesus. Hallelujah. Yeah. Come on, put your hands together. Let's bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Of power. will broadcast. It's time for us to receive power from on high. It's time for us to walk in our authority that God has given us. No, it is not our power, not it is our mentality. It's nothing that we have done. It's not by might nor by power, but it is by God's Spirit, says the Lord. And I want to let you to know today that you tune in at the right time, on the right day, in order to hear what God is saying to his people. For the word of God say, if my people that are called by my name will humble themselves and pray, seek my face, turn away from their wicked way, he said that he will hear from heaven. He said that he will forgive the sin, and he said that he will heal the land. Somebody need to know this today. Somebody need a healing. Somebody need a deliverance. Somebody need to be saved on today. The Bible say that we know neither the day or the hour that he is coming. The word of God says he's coming like a thief and a robber. A thief and a robber come to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But Jesus Christ came that we can have life and that we can have it more abundantly. Again, we would like to welcome our radio audience today here on the Hour of Power broadcast. When we began to look at the word of God, come on, take a look at the word. Take a look at what God is saying to us. And we have to take a look each and every day of our lives. And, of course, on the day we have a particular scripture that we're going to be teaching on. But we want you to get in your spirit that I must let the word of God to be a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my pathway. So why don't you get ready? Turn to Luke, the 19th chapter. We're going to begin at that first verse, and it is in the New Testament. And it reads, and Jesus entered and passed through Jericho. And behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus, which was the chief among the publicans, and he was rich. And he sought to see Jesus, who he was, and could not for the press because he was little of stature. And he ran before, climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, and he was to pass that way. And when Jesus came to place, he looked up and saw him, said unto him, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must abide at thy house. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. We praise you. We magnify your name. We exhort you, God. We lift your name up high. Father, we thank you, God, for another opportunity to preach and to teach your word. God, bless the hearers and the doers. God, that they can be abundantly, God, that they can receive the riches of your word. That, God, that they will have the abundancy of life. And, God, that they can walk in the newness of life so that the old things will pass away and all things will become new. And this we thank you and praise thy name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So when we look here at the 19th chapter of the book of Luke, and we're going to talk about Jesus, whatever name or whatever person do you want to talk about that mean anything but about Jesus. And we want to talk about Jesus, how he had this encounter with Zacchaeus. And the word tells us that Jesus had entered into and passed through Jericho. And there was a man, this man's name was Zacchaeus. And Zacchaeus was a chief among the Republicans, and it tells us that Zacchaeus was rich. He had substance. He was somebody. He was a leader. He was someone that others knew their name, who he was, where he lived, what he did. He had recognition. And yet, when we look at the word of God, the word tells us that in that third verse, and he sought to see Jesus, Zacchaeus. The Zacchaeus that was the chief among the Republicans. Zacchaeus, the man that was rich, he sought to see Jesus. He wanted to see Jesus and wanted to see who he was. But Zacchaeus was not a tall man. He wasn't a man that had much height. So, but yet, because of his desire to see him, he could not see him because of the press, because of the crowd. You know how it is when you're standing in a crowd. It may be a parade, or it may be a public speaker, or it may be the man or woman of God, and they have come to the city, and there's a masses of people that may be there, and you may not be as tall as somebody else may be. Yes, they may be in a crowd, but yet you can't see like you want to see. I remember the time when there was a woman of prestige at our mile, and I thank God for that it came to the city, and I was blessed to be able to go and to be able to hear her and to see her. But it wasn't like I was standing in front of her, nor beside her, neither behind her, or to get as close as I wanted to get to her. Because I like to see that person. I like to be able to hear what they're saying. I want to look in their face as they spoke. And the man, Zacchaeus, the word of God tells us that Zacchaeus was little of stature. So he ran before and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, but he knew that Jesus was going to pass by that way. And isn't it awesome to know, and isn't it a blessing to know that there is somebody that was seeking, even though he did not have a relationship with Christ. He didn't know him, but of course he had heard about him, and he knew that if the crowd was stirred up enough to for it to be a crowd, he wanted to know what was special about Jesus. He wanted to be able to see him. Just hearing him, just hearing his voice, it wasn't just good enough for Zacchaeus. But he decided, though I am short, although I'm not tall as I want to be, I'm not going to let that be my limitation. I'm not going to let that be anything that's going to stop me from getting to him or to seeing him. So he had this brilliant idea that I'm going to climb up into the sycamore tree, and when he come back, when the man come back, when Jesus come back, I am going to be able to see him. So he didn't walk, but the word of God say he ran. He ran before, and he climbed up into that sycamore tree to see Jesus when he passed by. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and he saw him and said unto him, Zacchaeus, make haste. Make haste. Come down. For today I must abide at thy house. Oh, it is worth being in a place where you can see Jesus. It is worth of taking the effort to see Jesus. had he just been in the crowd as one of those people that was in the crowd, oh yes, I believe that it was God's perfect will that he would have seen, that Jesus would have taken note. But I just believe that this day, that because of Zacchaeus' zeal and desire to see him and to see who he was, and to know that if I'm up in the sycamore tree, it may not look good to the people. I know who I am. I know that I am rich, and I am the chief among the Republicans. But I'm curious enough to forget about my pride, forget about who I am, forget about my status in life, and I'm going to do something that may be unusual, and I'm going to climb up into the sycamore tree. And when Jesus came by, he was going to see him. You know, when you look in the natural, a person that has vision, a person that plans, that thinks, that not just thinks, but they put it into action. This man could have cared less about who was coming to town and who Jesus was. But no, he wanted to see Jesus. So he didn't just think about it. He thought, I'm going to do something about it. How many of you today that are saying, I'm going to do something about it? I'm not just going to know that there is a Christ. I'm not going to know that, just know that Jesus died for my sin, for my transgression, but I'm going to do something about it because I want to be able to see his face. Come on. I want to be able to spend eternity with him. I want to be able to spend life, a lifetime with him. And therefore, I need to know him. I want to see him. How many of you today that can say, I want to see Jesus. I want to be able to look upon his face. Oh, I believe that Zacchaeus was keen in what he did and wise in what he did because he decided that I'm going to forget about who I am and I'm going to climb up in this tree. How many people would have been that you think that of our that would have been rich? Could you imagine a politician today climbing up into a tree in order to see Jesus, in order to get to what they want? How great is the expectation of the individual that will make a move towards what is right in life and what is going to sustain them and what is going to keep them and what's going to give them that higher height and that deeper depth in them and that which is going to cause them to have everlasting life. Zacchaeus, he ran. He got up in the sycamore tree. And when Jesus saw him, when Jesus saw his face, when Jesus looked up and seen him, because the man had faith. He had to have faith enough to get up in that tree. If he didn't think he was going to see him, he would have never gotten up in that tree. But he had the faith to believe Christ that I'm going to get up in this tree and I'm going to see Jesus. I'm going to see who everybody is talking about, who everybody is watching and want to get next to and want to hear. I'm going to get to know him. I want to get to know him. So when Jesus passed by, he knew that Zacchaeus was up in that sycamore tree, and Jesus spoke to him and told him to make haste. In other words, hurry up. Come down. I must abide at the house today. And that's what I want to tell you today, that Jesus wants to abide in your house today. Jesus wants to come in into your house today. I know that Jesus invited himself into Zacchaeus' home. I know that. But yet it was a great far vision than what you are looking at or what you may think. Because he went to be a guest at Zacchaeus. He invited himself to go into Zacchaeus' home. Remember, Jesus came to seek and to save them that are lost. So he went, he told Zacchaeus to make haste, come down. I must abide in the house. So he made haste, he came down, and he received him joyfully. Come on. He received Christ. I mean, I can imagine the look on his face when Jesus knew that he was up in that tree and called him down and told him to come down with haste. They told him that I must abide in thy house. And he came down and he received it joyfully. And when they saw it, they all murmured. Isn't that the style and the life of people today, of some people in our world today, that people will grumble and they will complain about, why didn't he spend time with me? Why is he attracted to this rich man, to this chief among Republicans? Why is he attracted to him? You know, many people, there are people that will murmur, and there are people that will complain, but they don't take the time out to reach a soul for the kingdom of God. Zacchaeus was there already. Zacchaeus was living in the same town, same city that they all lived in. But they didn't think enough of his soul in order to be a witness for the kingdom of God. But on that day, at that time, it was time for Zacchaeus to meet Jesus. It was time for Jesus to abide in his house. The Bible said, if you abide in me and my word abide in you, that you can ask what you will, and he said that it shall be done unto you. I thank God for the man of God. I thank God for God being God and God all by himself. The word tells us that when they saw it, after they had asked, Jesus asked him to be, he wanted to be a guest. He wanted to come to his home. He must abide in his house. They began to murmur, saying that he is going to be a guest with a man that is a sinner. Oh, I say to you today that Jesus came to seek and to save them that are lost. Oh, are we too good? Do we have such a great title that we can't be a guest, that we cannot go, and that we cannot win a soul to the kingdom of God? Oh, are we have moved beyond what Jesus did and to be able to humble ourselves and go and to win a soul to the kingdom of God? And the word of God said in that 8th verse, and Zacchaeus stood and said unto the Lord, he said, behold, Lord, the half of my good I give to the poor. And if I have taken anything from any man by false accusation, I restore unto him fourfold. So Jesus will make a difference in our lives. When Jesus came to be a guest in the home of Zacchaeus, and Zacchaeus, number one, before he even got to the home, he was joyful inside. He was full of joy because God immediately made a difference in his life. Don't tell me when you meet Jesus that you're not going to be changed. You're not going to have that same mentality, that same mindset. You're not going to talk the same, to speak the same. I'm talking about when you really meet Jesus, when Jesus comes into your heart. I believe that Jesus came into into Zacchaeus' heart, because Zacchaeus was rich, and he was able, he was willing to give half of what he had to the poor. I give it back because I've met you. I know you. I love you. I want my life changed. No matter what I have, I'm going to give half of what I have to the poor. That's when we can say that we surrender all. Do you remember that song when it says, all to Jesus, I surrender all to him, I freely give. And that is the mentality of Zacchaeus, that he said, I'm going to give half what I have unto the poor. And then he said, and if I have taken anything, if I've taken anything from any man by false accusations, I lied to them, if I deceived them, he said, I'm going to restore it fourfold. That's what's going to happen when people really meet Jesus. That's what's going to happen. I'm not going to rob. I'm not going to cheat. I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to steal. I'm not going to fornicate. I'm not going to whoremonger. I'm not going to do these things anymore. Why? Because Jesus Christ has come into my life. Only Jesus can make the change in our life. And Jesus said unto him, Jesus said that this day is salvation come unto this house, for as much as he also is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. He was lost. Zacchaeus was lost. If he would have died beforehand and Christ did not come in his life, this man would have been lost. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, if Jesus did not come, and if you don't allow Jesus to come into your life, then there is a great possibility that you will not be saved. Zacchaeus gave Jesus the opportunity to come into his life, to change his life, to make him whole, to make him to be that new creature in Christ Jesus, wherein old things pass away and all things become new. There's somebody out there today that needs Jesus. Somebody out there today that need to be saved. Somebody out there today that need Christ to come into their life like Zacchaeus. Oh, you may be rich, and you may have the earthly goods, and you may be sitting in a house, or living in a house on the hill, and oh, you may be driving a Rolls Royce. Oh, you may be driving a Cadillac, that favorite car that you dream of, and you may have rough shoulders with the in crowd. But I tell you, if you don't allow Christ to come into your heart, if you don't confess with your mouth, as the Word of God says, the Word of God tells us, he said, if I confess, if you, let's make it personal, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead. That's Romans. He said, you shall be saved. There are people out there today, as we speak it today, that need to be saved. And Jesus has given you that invitation unto today to give your life unto him. Jesus has given you that invitation to be saved, to come to him like Zacchaeus did. He forgot about all that he had. He wanted to give it back. He wanted to do right. He wanted to present his body as a living sacrifice to Jesus, so that he'll be able to walk in, that Jesus will be able to walk in, that Jesus will be able to talk in. So today is your day to give Christ your life and to be able to say yes to God's will and yes to his way. We're getting ready to go before prayer, before God in prayer on this morning. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you for this morning. We thank you for the blessing. We thank you, God, for what you have done. We thank you, God, for what you are going to do throughout this day and throughout our lifetime. We thank you, God, for the example of Zacchaeus being a person that desired more, knew that he didn't have it all together. He knew that he was not saved. He knew that something was wrong on the inside. Oh, no matter how much he had, he knew that he was not saved and that he needed something else. You know, God, help them to understand that the money that they have is awesome, is great, but their relationship with you is far more important than any Mercedes-Benz, any Rolls Royce, any car that they may drive, any house that they may live in, any person that they may know. It's far more important to you that they be saved and that they give their life unto you. And God, that they'll be able to say yes to your will and yes to your way, that their heart will be changed as the kid's heart was changed one day when Jesus came back, when Jesus invited himself into the kid's house. Oh, God, thank you that he accepted the invitation. God, he accepted it with joy. God, he didn't turn Jesus down, but he invited him unto his home. And Father, I thank you today. And I pray, God, that there'll be many, that there'll be thousands, 10,000. God, that there'll be millions. God, that there'll be trillions. God, that will give their lives unto you and to invite you into their heart. Father, I ask this in the mighty name of Jesus. And Father, even as I pray, Father, today, I pray for those that are sick, those that are mentally and physically sick, those that have schizophrenia, those that have bipolar diseases, Father, those, God, that are on the edge of suicide, God, those that are on the edge of the cliff, God, those that have said, God, I can't do another thing, I can't make it, and God, that I want to give up. Father, God, I pray for those people today. I pray, God, that they surrender mind, body, soul unto you, and God, that this day will be a day of change. God, that their minds will be healed. God, that they will no longer be depressed. God, that they won't be oppressed. But God, that they will too, will find peace and joy in living. And each day that they wake up, Father, that they wake up in joy. And just to know that they again was able to wake up. I pray even now, God, take them this day. And God, calls the joy of the Lord to be their strength. Father, look upon them now, those that have been given bad reports, those that are in hospitals, those that have had cancer, those that have leukemia, those, Father, in the name of Jesus, that are blind spiritually as well as physically. God, calls them to hear, calls them to see, and God, calls them to know you, God, the true and the living God. Father God, do it even now. And Father, we thank you, Lord God. Thank you for restoration. Thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus, for forgiving the people for their sins and for their transgressions. And God, I thank you right now. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, total healing, total deliverance, mind, body, soul, and spirit. I decree it and declare it according to your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. You have been listening to the Hour of Power broadcast. I am Dr. Mary Smith McCoy, pastor and founder, Word of Faith, Praise and Worship Center, located in the bold and beautiful city of Jacksonville, Florida. The address is 5045 Soutel Drive, Suite 90. Come and be blessed. Services is held every Sunday morning at 11 a.m. Come and get a word from the Lord. Come and receive a word from the Lord. On Tuesday at 7 o'clock, we have Bible study. Come and receive. Come that you can grow. Come that the word of God will abide inside of you. Without you, without Christ, we can do nothing. So until next week, at this very same time, please tune in. Tell your neighbor, tell a friend that the Hour of Power broadcast is on the air every Wednesday morning and every Friday morning at 9 a.m. May God bless and keep you. May his face shine upon you today and forevermore.